Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's happening there, good folk? May 16th, 2013, 11 p.m. Eastern. You are live on the off ramp. Thirsty Thursdays, good old college night. Make sure she's 18, fellas. Make sure she is 18. Because if I see you on the Catch a Predator, I'm talking bad about you. I don't care if you thought she was 18. You better not follow home from school. What's going on, folks? It's your man, Beach Bum Gun, live on the off-ramp. A show where we talk about all things sports, all things relationships, all things everything. All black everything, all white everything. We are not racist. We are not sexist. Well, my wife thinks I'm sexist, but who cares what she thinks? She's just a woman. Ha! Nah, real talk. We talk about anything. You got something to say, call up 646-915-8680. Usually I have co-hosts with me, but they always take nights off. Not sure where Mr. Rice is at. Not sure where M Extra Money is at, but I'm here with you, so hopefully I can get you through this half an hour. Like I said, feel free to call up. Talk about anything. You ain't got to hear them run off at the mouth, man. It's just me and y'all tonight. Got a bunch of different topics that I haven't had a chance to get to because our conversations has just been crazy. A lot of discussion, a lot of arguing. So I can run down a couple things. Hopefully, if y'all feel like y'all want to comment, y'all can call in and comment on what I want to talk about. First topic that I saw today, now I don't know if y'all remember the little famed hitchhike hatchet dude who basically, I believe he was somewhere out west coast. I want to say he was in California. He had a dude, he was hitchhiking. A dude picked him up. Then he said, dude snapped while he was in the car. Like he ran, another person who was walking across the street into a wall and just went crazy. So the hatchet dude pulled out his hatchet, struck dude upside the head, but he kept the car on the dude so that he wouldn't bleed out internally. But the thing was, is his interview afterwards was so funny. He was talking about how, like, he was saying, I love Jesus Christ no matter what color, race you are, what creed you are, everybody deserves love, respect, and caring. And it was so heartwarming. And he was asking, like, are you homeless? And he was like, I'm not homeless. I'm home free, and it was just, it wasn't inspiring because no one wants to be a bum, but it was nice that a bum has such a great attitude. I mean, you figure if you're living on the streets and, you know what I mean, you don't have any money, you'd be a little bit more irritated. I know I'd be irritated. I'm not a bum. I don't live in the streets, and I'm irritated at the money I got. Hope y'all don't win the lotto. Hope I win the lotto, but that's a whole different other topic. So, dude, if you ever have a chance to YouTube his video, YouTube the homeless hatchet dude, because he was on that joint. The way he talks to the reporters, dude's on there like, smash, smash, smash. That's like his famous thing. He made a music video. Well, this dude apparently hitchhiked his ass way all the way to the East Coast and was arrested in Philadelphia today because he is the main suspect of a murder charge of an attorney in New Jersey. And the attorney was 73. So this just gets crazier and crazier. One, why is he in a position to murder a attorney that is 73 in New Jersey? Now, if y'all don't know about New Jersey, I'm from New Jersey. New Jersey is it's two different, it's like four different states in one. You got North and South Jersey. The difference in poverty line is out of control, especially in North Jersey. In South Jersey, it's a little bit more middle class. We're closer to Philadelphia, a little bit more working class. Of course, there are still a lot of affluent people in South Jersey. You know what I mean? A lot of Cherry Hill areas have a lot of money, and it's, you know, I'd say it's a mile from Camden, New Jersey. It's probably ranked the worst city in America. So there is definitely a financial difference. But in North Jersey, it's so different. I mean, if you're talking about places like the Bricks, shout out to Redman, you know what I mean? You're talking about, you know what I mean, in Orange, New Jersey and Patterson versus places that are in, like, Short Hills. I mean, you're talking about people who are dirt poor living 10 miles from where Jay-Z lives. So I don't know how this dude even got to the point where he would kill this attorney, but, I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, I just want to know what could be possibly in your mind that you go from saving people's lives, because he saved three people's lives, because the dude was trying to run over a whole bunch of people, hit a couple of people. He goes from saving someone's lives last year to murdering a 73-year-old. That's just crazy to me. If you want to know my conspiracy theory, I think the 73-year-old attorney was gay, and he tried to pick up him for sexual favors, and he probably performed the sexual favors, didn't want to give him no money, and then he killed him. But that's just my conspiracy theory. I could probably be totally wrong, but I don't think I'm wrong. I mean, think about it. What's a 73-year-old rich attorney in New Jersey doing with a homeless man? I pass homeless people all the time. Ain't none of them ever tried to kill me. They always outside the liquor store. Always. You know, speaking of homeless people, let me get on the off-ramp. I was driving down. I work at the beach. I live in the city. Driving back home, I seen a homeless lady standing on the street light, standing by the street light with a little sign. Homeless war vet, can you help? Have three kids. Now, normally I'm inclined, if I got a little couple bucks on me, to give them money. I don't know if they're lying or not. I like to tell a story about the time that we sold, that we, me and my wife was at Home Depot. We saw two bums with a sign. It was like September. It was like, been homeless 3 months. Can you help out? And we gave them money. Then we went to back to the Home Depot like 6 months later, saw the same homeless couple with bikes that said, been homeless 2 weeks. And we're like, hold on, I seen you 6 months ago, and you were homeless for 3 months. So once you get a crib, get some bikes, and then now you're homeless again, and now you're back at the same Home Depot. But anyway, damn, I hate when I get on the off-ramp. So I was losing my train of thought. But anyway, this motherfucker had highlights in her hair. She had highlights in her hair. The reason why I know she had highlights in her hair, I have a wife who has highlights in her hair. So I know the difference. I know the point when they start growing out and my wife says, I can't go outside until my hair is done. This pregnancy is killing me. I need to get my hair done. I need to get my color back. And I never really paid attention. I just say, whatever works. I think you're beautiful. Gas her up because I love her. It's my baby. But then when I saw this homeless lady, I'm like, hold on. She has highlights in her hair. No one's hair is naturally that gold. Two different shades with the roots different color. I think they need to start pulling homeless people's cards. I'm a big fan about putting chips in people. Put chips in homeless people. See if they're really homeless. Because if they're not really homeless, it's a fraud. I don't want to be giving my money to these dudes on the streets outside the liquor store so they can get a little cup of whiskey when they really just use my money to, you know, watch child porn or something. But that's just my opinion. So that's the hatchet dude. Be on the lookout for if you pick up bums because they could try to kill you. Or they could stop you from killing somebody and then kill a 73-year-old man. So on to the next topic, a little bit sports related. Everybody knows Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan. Kobe always wanted to be like Mike. It's just weird that they ended up the same height. That's just some weird stuff, though. There's a whole lot of people that want to be like, Mike, Kobe was the worst, but the fact that they're the same height, same body type, I don't know. I can understand watching a lot of film and making a game like him, but the fact that you physically end up like him, like whose mother was sleeping with who? I mean, Kobe even got a hoop in his ear. It's pretty bad. Anyway, Phil Jackson has come out with a book criticizing Kobe. Well, not really criticizing Kobe, but just comparing Kobe and Mike's game. And Phil Jackson would be the guy to do it. He spent 10 years with Mike, you know, won 6 championships. He spent 9 years with Kobe, won 5 championships. So you would think that he would be the guy to... He didn't win 5 championships with Kobe. Did he win 5? Yeah, he won 5. 5 and 6, 11. Yeah, 11 rings. Anyway. That's Phil Jackson's Twitter handle. If any of y'all want to go follow him, or follow me first, at Beach Bum Gun, 2 N's. So anyway, he put on some of the quotes out of his book was that Michael was more charismatic and gregarious than Kobe. He loved hanging out with his teammates and security guards, playing cards, smoking cigars, and joking around. Kobe is different. He was reserved as a teenager, in part because he was younger than the other players and hadn't developed strong social skills in college. Time out. Who the fuck gets social skills in college? Don't you get social skills in middle school, high school? Kobe was the most beloved person in this high school. He took Brandy to his prom. You don't think he had some kind of social skills? I mean, we all know Brandy's social. Best believe that. But, huh? But anyway, so he's saying that Kobe didn't develop strong social skills because he didn't go to college. I think Phil's just off on that. I think Kobe's just a fucking nutball. He's an angry, lonely dude. You know what I mean? Like, he's probably the greatest basketball player. He's arrogant. So he probably didn't have no friends. He probably always talked down on people because he was always better than them in basketball. And people's like, you know what? I don't want to be your friend anymore. So Kobe didn't have any friends. And who liked him? Yeah, well, he had friends in high school. You know what he did? My wife was like, I thought you said he had friends in high school. Because Kobe went to a high school that I saw a lot of because it was near where I grew up. You know what he did? When the Lakers played Kobe played high school ball in the Philadelphia area. Outside of Philadelphia. Don't let anybody tell you that Kobe's from Philadelphia because he claims Italy in us tri-state area of South Jersey, Philadelphia, Delaware does not. Well, I don't fuck with Kobe like that because he claims that he's from Italy and not from the area. So fuck him. Anyway, so, damn, I'm always going off on this offer and they can't never get back on it. So, Kobe... Went to the prom with Brandy. His friends in high school, though, were, of course, his friends as he got older. That's high school friends, high school basketball player partners, teammates. When the Lakers played Philadelphia, his boys was like, yo, you're playing Philly for the NBA championship. Now, this is the Allen Iverson-led team. I'm a Philadelphia fan. We didn't have a shot to win it, but it was nice that Kobe went to Lower Merion High School in Pennsylvania. It was kind of playing for a championship in Philadelphia, halfway, because the Lakers were number one seed and they played a lot of games and all that. He didn't give his friends tickets to the game because he said they were Sixers fans. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me? Like, that shows you, as great as I can admit how Kobe is a basketball player. I mean, I think he's top 5. Don't get me wrong. I think he's just that immaculate of a player. But come on, dog. Like, how shallow of a human being can you be? When your boys are like, yo. Now, his boys are rich because, I mean, Lower Merion High School, that area, I mean, Kobe was, don't get it twisted, Kobe was never poor. The kid speaks Italian. What kid from the hood you know speaks Italian? You get beat up around the way you start speaking Italian. Only language that's allowed in the hood is Spanish. And we didn't even want that, but they just outnumbered us, so we had to accept that. And beans and rice is banging. Anyway, so the kid didn't even let his friends get tickets to the Philadelphia game because he said they were Sixers fans. That's just grimy. And you know you're a bad human being when your own mother is trying to sell your stuff for money. When she's trying to sell your championship rings for money. Now, I'm pretty sure that Kobe's parents have come out with their lawyers saying Kobe's lying. You know what I mean? Look at Gary Neal, Towson University in the building, San Antonio is up on Golden State 27-23. Now, I'm pretty sure, you know, Kobe's mom had a talk with Kobe. Well, maybe they didn't talk. I don't know how this ever happened. If my mom has something in the house, all my trophies that I got from football and basketball and baseball growing up, my mother called me and was like, yo, me and father getting divorced. We hate each other. I'm cleaning out this basement. What are you doing with all your trophies and stuff? Because if you don't want them, I'm throwing them away. I said, Mom, don't throw them away. I'm coming to get them. She said, get that shit before the house gets sold. That's a common conversation. You got something in your parents' house? They know that might mean something to you. Now, these are trophies that I had when I was like 8 or 9. You're talking about diamond rings that Kobe got. They gave him, they gave his mom a $500,000 advance on the stuff that they, that she had. You mean to tell me she could call up and like, yo, do you want this stuff? I mean, do you, I can't believe his mom would even sell it. That's kind of good. That's my whole thing about Kobe and Mike. I just don't understand why Phil Jackson's all of a sudden starting to criticize Kobe. I mean, we all know Kobe's aloof. We all know he's an off human being. He patterned himself after another human being. He patterned his whole basketball being after another human being. If that doesn't say something about you, then what does? I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, the kid was amazingly successful. My wife is speaking, but she won't speak loud enough. Speak up. Tiger Woods, and my wife is saying Tiger Woods. Who's the Tiger Woods? My wife is saying that Tiger Woods patterned his life after the golfer Phil Mickelson because of all the majors. I didn't know if Tiger did that or not, but if he did, but I mean, Tiger's a weird anyway. I mean, once you make up your own race, I mean, look, I claim the Cuban heritage. I have Cuban blood in me. But I mean, let's be real. I'm mainly a black dude. Anytime somebody sees me, they say a black dude. They say a big black dude. When I fill out forms, it's black. It's African American. When you say that you're black and Asian, and you just start making up stuff, like, I mean, just be who you are, who you identify with. The bad thing is, we all know Kobe identifies with white people. Just say you're white with a tan. Just say you're white with a little black in you. My wife won't accept that, though. She's of the whole 1% thing. If you got 1% black in you, then you're black. But she's from the South. She's from the Deep South. She's been scarred. I feel bad for those people. But, I mean, you're raised racist. I just feel bad. She's light-skinned. She can pass for white. But anyway, so back on another topic. Got a bunch of topics I haven't gotten to in like the last 2 days. I stopped writing down topics because I've had so many. Again, feel free to call in if you want to comment on anything or if you just want to hear me rant. 646-915-8680. Man, it's only 11 minutes left. I still got so much to talk about. So much, so little time. Wanted to talk about, I got a big topic on relationship breakup rules. One of my boys recently broke up with his girlfriend. Lovely girl. She was a nice girl. I had no beef with her. But that's my man. It's my man, 50 Green, broke up with a girl. So I got him in the divorce. Even though they both in the house, they both partied with us plenty of times, treated her like family, let a dog jump on the couch. It happens, you know. Very cool girl. Very cool girl. Sad to see it didn't work out. But hey, life goes on. That's not my relationship. I'm not fucking either one of them, so they do what they do. But now that he's single, it's amazing how men act. So it doesn't take a man long. So first of all, he did some some soft shit. He bought his ex mom a gift for Mother's Day. And I told him that was the dumbest shit I had ever heard of in my life. Now, understand, I think that his ex-girlfriend is cool as a mug. I don't know her all that well, but, you know, she's always been cool to me. She's been respectful to my wife. She's been cool to my wife. I got no beef with her, so this has nothing to do with her personally. But that's my man. Sometimes as a man, you got to check your man when women run our heads a little crazy. That's what women do. They run our heads a little crazy. So my man broke up with his girl like January, yo. So it was still cold out, B. But he had copped his ex-girlfriend's mom a gift for Mother's Day. Now, I'm not trying to be ignorant. I'm just trying to be honest. If the girl's mother was crippled, I get it. The girl's mother was dying, I get it. If the girl's mother was missing a foot, a toe, I get it. The girl's mother's perfectly healthy. She's doing good. Now, mind you, the girl already has another dude. So she's already boning someone else, which I don't have a problem with it. I'm just saying. So I explained to him, I was like, listen, you know, you bought your ex-girlfriend mother something. So, on Mother's Day, when your ex goes over there, I'm like, hey, happy Mother's Day, Mom, I got you something. Hey, what's that? Beep. And she's there with her new boyfriend. She went, oh, your ex, beep, bought it for me. One, that's going to make the dude feel bad, which, of course, my boy doesn't give a fuck about. But I'm just saying, like, if you're a new dude, you over there with your new girl, and you find out that your ex just bought your mom, his new girl mom something, immediately you're going to be like, yo, man, she's a whore. Or she's cheating on me. The girl should probably be like, what the hell are you doing? Me as a friend, I'm calling you Saul. Don't buy that woman nothing, yo. Once you break up with a woman, you divorce her parents forever. Forever, ever, ever. Unless you two decide to get back together. Then you can go back to being cordial. But one, I wouldn't be buying nobody's mother nothing that ain't my mother anyway. I don't even buy my mother nothing. If it wasn't for my wife, my mother wouldn't even have got a Mother's Day card. Not that I don't love my mother. I appreciate my mother. I love her with all my heart. That's how I knew I was going to marry the woman I was going to marry, because at one point I realized she became more important to me than my mother, and that shit scared the hell out of me. But anyway, I was with my ex-girlfriend for almost a decade. I ain't never bought her mother nothing for Mother's Day that I can remember. Don't know why. She's not my mother. If you want to buy your mother something for Mother's Day, buy your mother something from the Mother's Day. You don't buy nobody else's mother nothing for Mother's Day unless you married to them. Or unless you got a baby with that person, and their mother helps you take care of your baby with the daughter. That sounds a little confusing in my head. I hope you understand what I'm trying to tell you. Like, unless she does stuff for you often, unless she's a fixture in your life, you don't buy her nothing. You don't buy it. You wouldn't buy her father nothing for Father's Day, because that's gay. You don't do that. Stop it. Stop it, people. Stop being soft in your relationships. Understand that there are rules to this game. Stop it. Stop it. I'm trying to put an end and trying to help you people out. Stop doing dumb stuff. Don't buy no ex-girlfriend mother nothing. You can't be doing that. You shouldn't even be talking to her anymore. It's okay now. I'm a firm believer. Firm believer. I am cool with all of my ex-girlfriends but one. I have conversations with them. We text each other, ask how they're doing, how everybody's doing, how the family's doing. It's okay that as long as you have a trustful, loving relationship with the person you're with and they understand, and you ain't doing nothing stupid, don't be texting your exes if you're still trying to fuck them. Because that's just a whole different topic. But if you were naturally just cool, if you had a good relationship, but just didn't work out, and you were still friends with them, it is naturally, I say it's okay to talk to the people of the opposite sex if you can learn how to control yourself. Don't put yourself in compromising situations. There'll never be a time, I think all my exes are great, some of them remarried, had kids, I think they're great women, they're probably great to their husbands, it just didn't work out with me and them, God bless them. But you'll never catch me in a room alone with them, Not that I think anything would happen, but I would never want my wife to walk into a situation like, hold on, you're in a room with your ex by yourselves? No, there's always going to be public around. You have to understand how this stuff works. And I'm saying that to say this. Damn, where was I going? Because I wanted to go back to my man. And so don't ever, okay, so because you'll never be alone, if you follow the rules correctly, you're never alone with your ex again. You break out with him, you're never alone with your ex again. That means you're only a platonic friend at this point. At that point, you should never talk to the parents again. I had a great relationship with my ex's mothers, my ex's parents, both of them. I ain't talked to them a day since we said we ain't together no more. Because there's no point. They're not in my life anymore, and they shouldn't be in y'all. Stop buying y'all ex's parents' stuff. I had to talk my son to my boy, told him to return the gifts. He also bought his ex a gift because she has a dog for Mother's Day. I helped him out, though. I had to talk him off the ledge. He means well. He's a big-hearted guy. He loves her. I'm pretty sure there's some single ladies out there like, oh, that's so sweet. No, it's dumb. I want to say gay, but I'm trying not to use homophobic slurs because I don't want gay people mad at me because I got nothing against gay people. I love gay people. Love all people. But that's dumb. That's dumb. My wife has two dogs. You know what I got her for Mother's Day? Nothing. Not because I don't think she's going to be a great mother or she's great to my dogs. But that's dumb. Get her something because you want to get her something. You want stop making up fake holidays. Get her something because you appreciate the things you do. Not because you think she's some fake mother to a dog. It's a fucking dog. It was born because another dog started humping another dog. No one's a mother to that dog. Though you can fake calm your kids, your dog, my dog, your parents, they don't understand nothing you say. All they understand is inflection in your voice. They know they're doing something wrong when you yell. They know to wag the tail and look in your face when you say, aw, hey, and you raise your voice like you're talking to a baby. Stop doing dumb stuff. Don't get no relation. Don't get your significant other something for Mother or Father's Day just because they got a pet. Now, if you want to do that because y'all can't have kids, that's a whole different topic. I get it. You are not blessed enough to bear children. You do whatever the fuck you want because I couldn't imagine that pain. Go, you're all for it. But if you're young and dumb and you know you're fertile, don't get nobody nothing just because they got some damn dogs. Don't get their mother nothing either. Know what you're doing, you see your mother. You hug her, say, Happy Mother's Day. You smack her on the ass and say, what's up? But that's my rant for when it comes to relationship breakup rules. Relationship breakup rules, you can be cool with your ex, but you got to give it time. You got to get back in them streets, man. You got to get that dog back in you. I told my man, like, look, are y'all broken up for real? And he was like, yeah. I said, y'all going to get back together? He said, she don't want me. Well, he didn't say that. But if they not getting back together, you got to get back in them streets, yo. Every man is like a loose dog in them streets. Now, when you get to the position where I'm out, been in a relationship for a good years now, married, about to have a kid, got two dogs at fence. My dog's been locked away in the cage for a long, long time. Long, long time. I saw a girl at the gym today reminded me, just like my wife. I was like, hey, she's cute. She, no wonder. She looks just like my wife. But in all honesty, I thought about, like, if she approached and she looked at me and I turned away because I didn't want to make eye contact with her because I don't ever want to be putting the camera on my face. But, and I thought about it. I'm like, if she actually approached me and said hello, I'd freeze up. First thing on my mouth would be, I'm married, and I'd probably walk away. Because that dog has been locked up. That dog is almost dead. He is starved in the cage. He hasn't been fed. But if my wife ever left me, I'll never get married again. Letting the dog out for the world to see. And that's just how it's got to be. But it's funny when you're friends of a single guy. Text me all night talking about, yeah, I'm with these chicks. I don't give a damn. Just tell them, don't get herpes because you can never drink out of any glasses in my house. This is a STD-free zone. So make sure y'all have STD-free fun tonight, and I'll talk to y'all tomorrow night.